A packed house at the Tampa Convention Center this weekend gathered to hear the four Republican candidates for U.S. Senate. WUSF's Steve Newborn reports each one burnished their conservative credentials.
The four candidates were the main event at the Hillsboro Republican Party's Lincoln 2016 Red Ball. They're vying to succeed first-time Senator Marco Rubio, who's busy trying to succeed Barack Obama in the White House. The GOP candidates are Congressman David Jolly of Dunedin, Congressman Ron DeSantis of Ponte Vedra Beach, Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantera of Miami, and businessman Todd Wilcox of Orlando. Each spoke to the crowd of about 550 people, brandishing their limited government bona fides. Congressman Ron DeSantis has represented the 6th Congressional District, which stretches from Jacksonville to Titusville, since 2012. He's a graduate of Harvard Law School and served as a judge advocate general in the Navy. He says President Obama has abused his authority with executive actions. Though the election for this spot means the winner wouldn't serve while Obama was in office, DeSantis says he wouldn't let the president name a new Supreme Court justice that would tip the balance in favor of the court's liberal wing.
So how tragic would it be if a president so dismissive of constitutional government succeeded in appointing the replacement for a justice like Antonin Scalia, who was so dedicated to defending our Constitution? We cannot let that happen.
Congressman David Jolly of Pinellas County won a special election to replace C.W. Bill Young in 2014. Jolly told the Tampa area Republicans he backs the concept of American exceptionalism. In particular, he vows to fight Russia's expansion in Ukraine, China's building of military bases on dredge islands in the South China Sea, and the efforts of ISIS in Syria. Jolly also attacked what he called the president's system of socialized medicine and failed leadership in Washington.
And I will pledge to you this, as a sitting member of Congress from this area and a candidate for the United States Senate, I will never resign over our Creator's sacred gift of freedom at the altar of big government. And nor will I resign over our national security, our homeland security, or our personal security to those who wish to take it from us.
Carlos Lopez Cantera was born in Spain to Cuban refugees before his family moved to Miami when he was a child. He served as House Majority Leader before being tapped by Florida Governor Rick Scott in 2014 to be his lieutenant governor. Lopez Cantera told the audience that if elected, he would limit himself to two terms in the U.S. Senate.
Too much government is a problem, but I honed special skills in the private sector, skills that have served me well in my time in government. A skill that I think is lacking in Washington, D.C. That special skill is common sense.
Todd Wilcox is the only non-politician of the GOP Senate candidates. He grew up in South Tampa, is a former Special Forces commander and CIA veteran, and is the founder of Patriot Defense Group, a defense contractor in Orlando. Wilcox says he's a strong candidate because he's started three businesses, has boots-on-the-ground experience in both business and the military, and vows to represent a return to citizen government. And Wilcox wants to eliminate the Environmental Protection Agency and the National Labor Relations Board, a federal agency designed to safeguard employees' rights to organize.
And it is not enough to continue to contribute to the echo chamber of all the white noise we hear about what's wrong in America. It is time that our leaders lead. It's time that we elect a warrior, not a lawyer.
Right now, most polls have Jolly with a commanding lead over DeSantis, with Lopez Cantera and Wilcox falling far behind. The U.S. Senate primary will be held August 30th, with the winner facing one of three Democrats who are also jockeying for Rubio's Senate seat. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.